Yes, it's Christmas time again. Hi, everybody. Bob Claster here, and I'm your host for Funny Stuff, half an hour of comedy brought to you every Friday night here on KCRW. And this week and next week, we're going to be listening to Christmas goodies. This week, I'm going to try to stick as much as possible to new stuff, stuff that I've never played before on the air, because there's a lot of new Christmas stuff out this year, which is kind of fun. And next week will be mainly Christmas leftovers, although there are some things that just came into the station that I have that I haven't had a chance to listen to yet. Maybe by next week I'll also include them. So let's start off with a new record by a group called the Bob Rivers Comedy Corporation. It's an album called Twisted Christmas, and here's another version of Deck the Halls. It's called Wreck the Malls.
With my friend Charlie.
Ba-da-la-la-la-la-la-la-la.
Drive through Kmart on his Holly.
Ba-da-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Tamper with their Muzak system. Ba-da-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Trade something for Twisted Sister. Ba-da-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la.
This is Weird Al Yankovic wishing you and yours a very Merry Christmas. And now, here's a cheery little number I wrote about death, destruction, and the end of the world called Christmas at Ground Zero. It's time to face your final destiny. It's Christmas at Ground Zero. There's panic in the crowd. We can dodge debris while we trim the tree underneath a mushroom cloud. Or Jack Frost on your windowsill. But if someone's climbing down your chimney, you better load your gun and shoot to kill. Oh, it's Christmas at Ground Zero, and if the radiation level's okay, I'll go out with
And I'd like to wish you all a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And to all my Japanese friends, Feliz Navidad.
Dear Santa, this is Julie Brown, and I just want to say I don't want anything for Christmas this year because, well, I learned the real meaning of Christmas, and I wrote this story that I'd like to share with you. It's called My Night Before Christmas by Julie Brown. 'Twas like the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, except the maid, who was redoing the windows because they were streaky, and I was having people over the next day for Christmas power brunch. Okay, so then the caterer calls and canceled, because he'd just done this, like, power buffet for Madonna, and he said it'd given him a nervous breakdown. Well, I just freaked. I mean, it was total PMS time. So I called everyone and canceled. I was totally depressed, and I made this blender of pina coladas. You know, I was ready to get totally wasted. Suddenly, the angel on top of my Christmas tree started to glow. I mean, it was totally Spielberg-esque. I'm serious. And the angel said, Julie, you have got your head up your butt as far as your priorities are concerned. And I said, oh, Christmas angel, I know. What should I do? She said, go out and find some poor people and learn the Christmas spirit. So I drove around looking for some poor people, but I live in Beverly Hills, so it took hours, you know. Well, I finally found some poor people. Well, they weren't really poor, but they were badly dressed, you know. So I brought them home, and it was an awesome experience. I mean, they showed me how to make coffee and roll cigarettes, and we played Twister and sang Christmas carols. I mean, I felt just like Jimmy Stewart, you know, in that movie, It's a Fabulous Life? And they spent the night, and they left the next morning, and, okay, sure, some of my stuff was missing, but I learned the Christmas spirit. I did. I mean, Christmas is about sharing and caring and reaching out and touching someone. It's not about power brunches or fabulous cleavage or having a diamond ring. My ring. They stole my ring! Those creeps, I never take it off! Oh, that's right. They got me drunk and they stole my ring. I could just kill them. I can't believe this. Okay, dear Santa, I have changed my mind. I want a chainsaw now. Because Christmas is about revenge, okay? It's about tracking down the people who stole your ring and threatening them with a chainsaw. I cannot believe this. I swear to God, okay? I have to go. Merry Christmas.
Hi, this is Pia Zadora. Here's to a very Merry Christmas and a healthy and prosperous 1988.
'Twas the fright before Christmas. No one upset me with a big bowl of popcorn watching TV. I stretched, gave a yawn, settled back in my chair in hopes that St. Nicholson soon would be there. The children were lying awake without sleep. They'd seen all his movies. He gives them the creeps. I'd queued up Cuckoo's Nest with my trusty remote to the part where he had all the nuts on the boat. When out in the yard, there arose such a noise, I turned off the TV to see what it was. And what to my wondering eyes should approach but the Los Angeles Lakers and Pat Riley, their coach. The limo was racing, the team at its heels. That's when I saw him, the man at the wheel. He ranted and cursed, waved round his swizzle stick, and I knew in a second it must be Jack Nick. More rapid than the Celtics, these Lakers, they came. He screamed like a madman and called them by name.
Now Magic, now Worthy, now Scott and Kareem. On Cooper, on Rambis, and the rest of the team.
Down the chimney, St. Nicholson came with a groan. Then he brushed off the soot and said,
Honey, I'm home.
He was wearing a trench coat, with beer it was stained, and a shirt clawed to shreds by Shirley MacLaine. He had a fat face and a flabby beer belly. From too many trips to the bar and the deli.
It's tough when an actor becomes fat and lazy. I only get calls to play weirdos and crazies. Middle-aged has-beens with washed-up careers. But I'll fix them all and play Santa this year.
And with that, he buried his head in the sack and said,
Let's see what you get from your old buddy Jack. A hatchet for Daddy.
He reared back his head.
To scare all those little buggers upstairs in bed. And a stiff drink for Mommy in a nice tall glass. She could really use something to kill that bug up her chimney.
With a wink of his eye and a twist of his face, he threw all the stockings into the fireplace. What could I do? What could I say? What would I wear on my feet Christmas Day? I asked for a reason, and turning his head, he looked straight at me, and here's what he said.
Why? Do you want to know why? Do you really want to know why, pal? I'll tell you why. When you're out Christmas shopping, you know, doing your little Christmas things with all your little Christmas friends, spreading all that Christmas cheer with those stupid Christmas songs. Did you ever stop and think of picking up a little something for old Jack? Huh? Did you ever stop to think what Jack might like for Christmas? You know, Jack from the movies, up on the big screen, pouring his heart out, giving it everything he's got, day in and day out, just trying as hard as he can to bring a tiny little bit of sunshine into your miserable little humdrum lives. Did you ever think of good old Jack, huh? For a second? No, not once. Maybe old Jack just wasn't that good, huh? Maybe I wasn't good enough and the postman always rings twice. Acting my guts out for you in that one. Cuckoo's Nest, The Shining, Witches of Freaking Eastwick, Pritchie's Freaking Honor. All for you, pal, just to brighten things up for you. Not good enough, though, is it? No, you want me to brighten up the Christmas season, too, huh? Isn't that what you want, pal? Okay, let's make things real bright around here. What do you say we decorate the tree? String up these pretty lights here. Oh, she's looking brighter already. Why don't we take this cute little angel and ram her on the top branch, huh? How about some gasoline for the whole freaking thing? I mean, let's make her just as bright as she can be. What do you say we light her up and chuck her through the old picture window here, huh, pal? No sense having a tree as bright as all that without giving the neighbors a chance to see, don't you think? There, aren't you glad old Jack stopped by?
The flames towered brightly in the cold wintry sky as he made for his limo and bade his goodbye. And an age may unfold ere I fail to regret that visit from St. Nicholson, which I'd sooner forget. But I swear by the goosebumps upon my skin that I'll always remember that devilish grin and his voice crying out ere he faded from sight.
Merry Christmas to all, and I hope I never see you again as long as I live, for crying out loud.
Hi, this is Madonna. I just want to wish everybody out there listening a very Merry Christmas. Don't drive drunk, whatever you do. Have a good time. Don't drive drunk.
Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the pad, not a hip cat was swinging, and that's nowhere, Dad. The stove was hung up in that stocking routine, like maybe the fat man would soon make the scene. The kids that fell by had just made the street. I was ready for Snoresville. Man, was I beat. When there started a rumble that came on real frantic, so I opened the window to figure the panic. I saw a slick rod that was making fat tracks, souped up by 8 ponies, all wearing hat racks. And a funny old geezer was flipping his lid. He told them to make it, and man, like they did. They were out of the chute making time like a bat, turning the quarter in 8 seconds flat. They parked by the smokestack in bunches and clusters till Chubby slid down, coming on like gangbusters. His threads were from Cubesville, and I had to chuckle. In front, not in back, was his Ivy League buckle. The mop on his chin hit a button-down collar, and with that red nose, Dad, he looked like a baller. Like he was the squarest, the most absolute. But let's face it, huh? Who cares when he left all that loot? He laid the jazz on me and peeled from the gig, wailing, "Have a cool Yule, man." Later, like Dick.
Hello, everybody. This is George Harrison wishing you all Happy Christmas, Happy New Year. Drive safely.
There's an old man on a sleigh who's like me for just one day. When he bestrides the world like a huge colostomy, he gets no presents and no fun, and he's forgotten when he's done. So here's a little gift, a song to him.
From me.
Merry Christmas, Santa Claus. Merry Christmas, Santa Claus. Merry Christmas, you are one lovely guy. So let us recall what started it all on that Bethlehem night so long ago. When people gazed from afar upon a giant star, which reminds me of someone
you all know.
When Jesus in that manger lay, while the sheep and donkeys swayed, the wise men and shepherds bowed their heads. Jesus heard the lullaby, so he opened up his eyes, then looked up at his mummy and said,
say.
Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, you're a lovely guy. Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, you're a lovely guy. Dear, dear Santa, you know, words don't come
easy to me,
but I just want to say I love you. From the top of your Christmas stocking to the bottom of your Christmas bottom. I have a dream today, my friends, that before this Christmas ends, a big Santa sack of love I'll bring. And we'll unite the whole world through. Yes, even Belgians too. And we'll all stand together and sing. Merry Christmas, Santa Claus. Merry Christmas, Santa Claus. Merry Christmas, you're a lovely guy. Merry Christmas, Santa Claus. Merry Christmas, Santa Claus. Merry Christmas. Such a holiday.
Hi, we're the Bee Gees. Make it a holiday to remember this year. Don't drink and drive.
Hi, babes. It's Sammy here with a little package for you. Because it's that time of year when that kind of a thing happens. I'm talking about that time when the leaves start telling you that somebody's coming with a whole satchel full of things for you. And you're filled with all of that spilkes because you don't know what the fat cat's gonna lay on you. You know, when all the kids start hanging out at Toys R Us with their noses pressed against the windows, looking like so many starving orphans at a bakery. And I mean that. You know that time when old Bob Cratchit's going, give me a raise, babe, and Scroogey don't even know he's around, and little Tiny Tim's going, they ain't nothing under the tree, Pops. Yeah. I'm talking about Christmas, by the way. Yeah. So we all got together, and it's our little We Are the World trip, man. Nothing like the big one, because all the good cats were there, you know. Kimmy Carnes and the cook and Kenny Rogers and Belafonte. Daylight came and he wanted to go home, but he didn't. And standing next to him was a cat who went unsung, even though he did sing. I'm talking about the center of the whole thing from my point of view. And that, of course, was Mr. Dan Aykroyd. So we'd like to lay this little Xmas thing on you, man. And it's written by Mr. Mel Torme, but the publishing is owned by Mr. Paul McCartney. Which is bizarre, because then if you want to sing Hey Jude or Yesterday, that's owned by Michael J., so you don't know which gloved hand is getting greased, if you know what I mean. And I mean that. So we'd simply like to lay this little gift on you. And it's a gift that keeps giving. It's the Christmas song. Chestnuts roasting on that open fire, yeah. Jack Frost, who looks marvelous, he's nipping at your nose.
Oh, I hate when that happens.
Hello once again, everyone. Yuletide carols are being sung by a choir as we speak right there. And these folks, you know, they're dressed up like Eskimos. It's unbelievable.
Don't get me started with these Eskimos. Are they Hawaiians or Indians or what?
Everybody knows. Some turkey, my friends. Some mistletoe. Some beverages by Hoffman. They all help, yeah. They all help to make that season bright. Willie?
Tiny tots. With their eyes all aglow.
They'll find it very hard to sleep tonight, my darlings. Like Errol Flynn, he could not sleep, but when he woke up, he looked.
They know that Santa is on his way. Yeah.
He's loaded lots of toys and goodies, like matzahs by Stripes for the unleavened experience of a lifetime.
And every mother's child, my little darlings, they're running around the house, crazy going nuts, with their flap on their pajamas, with their little tush sticking out, looking up into the night to see if those reindeer really know how to fly.
Great reindeer gonna fly, they're gonna leave a Danish on my windshield from 100 feet.
And so, we're offering this rather simple, pedantic phrase right here, Muhammad.
Yeah, Howie, this is to the kids, the future champions, from 1 to 92.
Thanks, champ. Although, it's been said, yeah, many times, many ways, have a cookin' St. Nick's Day, babes.
Have an unbelievable Christmas, huh?
Oh, have a nice Christmas, but don't forget to take the pins out of your new shirts when you try them on, otherwise it's very painful.
Oh, don't get me started on this whole Christmas thing. Just have a good time and leave me alone.
Have a nice Christmas. A veritable potpourri of fun and excitement right there, Muhammad.
Yeah, have the greatest Christmas of all time.
Have a great Christmas, my friend. Share it with Eddie Cantor, Buster Keaton, and Mae Bush.
Darlings, and you know who you are. Have a great Christmas, and to my Jewish friends, have a very happy Hanukkah.
No, Nando, babe. That's Hanukkah. There's a hook in there. Whatever. What we're trying to say, folks, from us to you is simply
Merry Christmas, everybody!
To you. Yeah. 'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house there was peace, love, and togetherness. And I mean that. Yeah.
We're closed!
This is Ozzy Osbourne. Have a wonderful, crazy Christmas and a wonderful, crazy New Year. Go and go crazy.
Thank you.
Christmas time is here, by golly. Disapproval would be folly. Deck the halls with hunks of holly. Fill the cup and don't say when. Kill the turkeys, ducks, and chickens. Mix the punch, drag out the dickens. Even though the prospect sickens, brother, here we go again. On Christmas Day, you can't get sore. Your fellow man you must adore. There's time to rob him all the more. The other 306 at the afore. Relations, sparing no expense'll send some useless old utensil or a matching pen and pencil. Just the thing I need. How nice. It doesn't matter how sincere it is, nor how heartfelt the spirit. Sentiment will not endear it. What's important is the price. Hark, the Herald Tribune sings, advertising wondrous things. God rest ye merry merchants, may ye make the Yuletide pay. Angels we have heard on high tell us to go out and buy. So let the raucous sleigh bells jingle, hail our dear old friend Kris Kringle, driving his reindeer across the sky. Don't stand underneath when they fly by.
Well, that's going to wrap up this particular Christmas present from me to you here on Funny Stuff. Here's what we heard. First, we heard Deck the Halls by Outrageous Nevada. That was the dog singing. Wreck the Malls by the Bob Rivers Comedy Corporation from their album Twisted Christmas. Christmas at Ground Zero by Weird Al Yankovic. My Night Before Christmas by Julie Brown. Julie Brown is the woman responsible for The Homecoming Queen's Got a Gun, I Like 'Em Big and Stupid, and all sorts of other real gems. She's also a very talented screenwriter, having written probably the best movie title I have heard in years, Earth Girls Are Easy, a movie we're all looking forward to. It was directed by Julian Temple, who did a wonderful job on a really delightful little movie called Absolute Beginners. It got very weird at the end, but a neat movie anyway. And also Jeff Goldblum and Gina Davis are in that. And apparently, according to the flack here, I might as well give you all the PR, she is exposed to one degree or another in the current issue of Playboy. An attractive lady, in addition to a talented one. A Visit from St. Nicholson, again by the Bob Rivers Comedy Corporation. Yulesville by Ed Cookie Burns. That one is a Christmas classic, but I've never played it before. I think it's quite wonderful. And then Max Headroom with Merry Christmas, Santa Claus. And I'm sort of annoyed. Nowhere on this record or on the sleeve or anywhere does it mention Matt Frewer. And I think Matt Frewer is about 90% responsible for the appeal of Max Headroom. I think he's a very talented and very funny guy. And that comes through all of the computer stuff that they do to Max Headroom. I think he deserves more credit than he got for that whole adventure. And then the Christmas song by Billy Crystal with celebrity voices impersonated. All the other celebrity voices we heard are courtesy of Warner Brothers and Elektra, and Epic, who sent us these delightful little records with Christmas wishes from Pia Zadora and others. And then we closed out with Tom Lehrer with his Christmas perennial, The Christmas Song. And like I said, that's going to do it. Next week, we'll play some of the things that we've played in the past, things that I get requests for all the time. For instance, I'll play the Peter Cook and Dudley Moore bit with the shepherds telling the true story of the birth of Christ, and some other things that I've played before, and some, the Stan Freberg stuff, and I think you'll enjoy that. Also, I think you'll enjoy tomorrow night, filling in for Jack Cheeseborough from 9 to 11. I'm going to play all sorts of Christmas stuff. We only get a chance to play these things once a year, and they truly are wonderful. Also, Emo Phillips on Friday Night Videos tonight, very late. That should be fun. The Married with Children Christmas special will be on Sunday night. That should be pretty weird. Other than that, that's about it. So have a wonderful Christmas. This is your host, Bob Claster, thanking you for listening and reminding you always to keep that sense of humor well exercised, because you never know when you're going to need it, especially if you haven't bought your Christmas presents yet. Have a nice Christmas, everybody. Bye-bye.